It's time now for the Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 checkup, featuring members of the Peace Harbor Hospital doctor and nurse staff and administration. And joining me this morning is Kayla Renner. She's the community health worker. And Heather Bailey is the licensed clinical social worker. You ladies are both working in the Mapleton and Florence schools in their counseling and resource center. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the services you provide for the Mapleton and Sayuslaw schools. Who wants to go first?
Well, Peace Health is part of a grant-funded program that helps improve access to behavioral health and supportive services for children and teens. We offer counseling for children and adolescents ages K through 12. We also offer behavioral assessments, care coordination, referral assistance. We work to assist families in finding the healthcare and community resources they need, whatever that may be.
What is the difference between a community health worker and a behavior health counselor? What do you guys do differently, or do you share some of the same practices?
We do work very closely together, but our jobs are quite different. Heather does the actual one-on-one counseling with the students, and I am more of a supportive role and do more community outreach and finding different resources that the families need to support them and why they came to counseling in the first place.
Now, during the pandemic, things have been, let's just say, a little crazy. Why are these services especially important now during the pandemic?
Well, we're all under a great deal of stress because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we need to keep in mind that this is the same for kids. They are experiencing increased stress too, and their stress can be related to things like, you know, they're worried about their own health, they're concerned for their loved ones, they have increased isolation. Some of them are dealing with new financial difficulties within the family system. And they're adapting to online learning, which is new to all of us. So all of these added stressors can lead to new or increased symptoms of lots of different mental health issues like depression, anxiety, anger. And it's super important to be aware of what, you know, kids are going through and to recognize signs of distress.
Now, in the past, we've heard the comments like, "Oh, well, kids bounce back quicker; they recover from things quicker." That's sort of a simple answer to a complex problem, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
We've sort of made assumptions or taken for granted things, and kids are now starting to be able to get the help they need to cope with things like that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the pandemic caught us all by surprise, and everybody had a period of just adjustment, trying to, figure out what the new normal is. And so now I think people are starting to come out and seek services and to look for the help that they've probably been needing the whole time.
Now, with schools being closed, what days are you available to families and where, and how can someone make an appointment?
So we are open 5 days a week. Right now, the Sayuslaw Student Resource Center is staffed on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And that's at the Sayuslaw Elementary School. The Mapleton Community Resource Center, we are at on Thursdays for now. And that's at the Mapleton High School. And then Heather does her counseling sessions Tuesdays through Fridays. There's a couple different ways that kids and families can make appointments. Probably just the easiest is just giving us a call or stopping by and talking to me, and I can get them the correct paperwork, answer any questions, get them scheduled if they're ready to get set up with Heather. So it's pretty easy. And a lot of families, they might see it as a challenging process, but just come see me, give me a call, and I'll take care of you.
All right. What's the phone number if they wanted to call?
Our main phone number is 541-997-5410.
All right, we'll give that again at the end, too, so that people can, in case they didn't have their pencil available. Perfect. At the moment. Can kids visit by video as well as in person, if that's their preference?
Yes, they can. We're really excited to be able to provide both face-to-face services and video sessions. The sessions are by appointment only, so we wanted to point that out. And also, we wanted to reassure people that we are following all the social distancing requirements. We're being, you know, safety is really, really important to us, for our clients and for ourselves. So if you do come for a face-to-face session, you can be, you can just know that we are following all those guidelines. We're using face masks and social distancing, and we sanitize everything in between each encounter. So it's as safe as we can possibly make it.
Now, if somebody can't get in to see you, or has not yet gotten in to see you, but they might be dealing with some stuff, what are some things? Give us some topics or things that kids and parents can do, you know, before they might be able to get in to see you, or what are some red flags that we could watch for kids that might be struggling?
So, in my opinion, the most important thing is always to talk to your kids. Make sure that you keep a line of communication open with them and check in with them every day, see how they're doing. If you can, if you have the time and you can set aside a few minutes every day to speak with each of your kids individually, if you have more than one, and, you know, just check in, see how they're doing, and give them an opportunity to share any concerns or struggles that they're going through. Also, family time. This is a really important time. It's always important, but especially now, to strengthen the family bonds. So things like eating meals together, going for walks together, you know, other family activities is super important. Also, I think it's important to be transparent with your kids about COVID-19. Keep in mind, you know, what's appropriate for their age, of course, but don't hide it from them. Stay calm and reassure them that even though it's a tough time for everyone, that you're going to get through it together. And then also monitor what your kids are seeing or hearing on the news and social media. Be aware of what they know, or what they're being told, and who's providing that information, and try to be their primary source of information so you can be sure that they're getting accurate information. It's also really important for kids to stay socially engaged. So providing opportunities for safe social interaction, even, you know, if it's on through video or in person with proper safety precautions.
Would you treat each age group the same though? I mean, would you, you know, as far as being transparent
No.
and all that, what's kind of the breakup of different, you know, I guess you have to go based on their level of understanding at any particular developmental time.
Right. And I don't think it's really an age thing. It's more each, I mean, of course, some of it is. You wouldn't want to tell, a 4-year-old the same thing that you would tell a teenager, but just like I said, be aware of their age and their developmental level. And, you know, parents know or should know what's appropriate for their kids. And if you're not sure, if someone's not sure, we can help with that.
And again, you when you mentioned family time, it's important to do, quote, normal things with your kids, right? Play games, you know, don't put all the emphasis on COVID. Have your talk about that, but then move on to something else. Would that be a smart thing to do?
Yeah, I think that's really good. Normal things and just spending time together, I think, is really important. And I have seen that. That's something that really encourages me, is that I've seen a lot of families grow closer because of the pandemic. So that's a very good thing.
Well, I think one of the problems that we run into is that we as adults, we're watching the news, or we're freaking out about some of the stuff we're hearing too. And we forget to, you know, to check ourselves where we are before we go talk to our kids.
Exactly.
So let's give the number to call again for an appointment.
So the phone number for our main office is 541-997-5410. And we are here Monday through Friday.
And again, you said they can come see you. I'm guessing that's at the elementary school?
The Sayusla Elementary School, or when we're in Mapleton on Thursdays, they are also welcome to stop by if they would rather see us in person and chat.
All right, Kayla Renner, she's the community health worker for Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital. Heather Bailey is the licensed clinical social worker and behavioral health counselor. Thank you both for being here this morning and giving us this great information. We have to remember, you know, to include our kids in what we're doing.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, George.
All right, thank you so much. And that's our checkup for this morning. You've been listening to the Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 Checkup. Join us on the first and third Tuesday of each month as we update you on the latest COVID-19 information available. Sponsored by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center.